The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, Brian, this week I had to have, actually it was last weekend, in fact, we had to have a little cup of I'm sorry in the Aiken household. We're going to talk about this in tonight's View from the Pew. Even after more than 35 years of a marriage, there are times when the good deacon and I, we are not our best selves. We'll just say that. And that happened last weekend. And we'll just say see eye to eye. And some I'm sorry's had to happen. It happens in life with married couples, especially. Things happen.
They do. I think in our marriage, it's almost like a Harlem Globetrotters game where, you know, the number of sorries that I get are considerably less than the ones that I give for some reason.
Oh, well, it can be that way. So if you tune into tonight's View from the Pew, you're going to hear a little bit more about what caused the, we'll call it a disruption. But more importantly, though, how we recovered. And that's right. What marriages and the strong marriages do. Even the very best marriages that you can think of, they have disagreements. But what make them great marriages is their ability to say, I'm sorry, to ask and offer forgiveness and recover. And so this was one of those cases. Alatea is such a great resource. They found some ways to say you're sorry based on the teachings of St. John Chrysostom. So I love these. I thought for today's second cup, we'll talk about some of these steps and how they work within our own lives. So the first thing, Brian, we got to own the mistake. We got to recognize I messed up. That's if you don't think you did anything wrong, then it's a sorry that's empty and hollow. St. John Chrysostom says, render judgment on yourself. And by this, he means that for an apology to be sincere, we must admit the error. The worst of all apologies is the one where someone says, I'm sorry what I said offended you. Because then it's like, it's not me, obviously, it's you. Yeah, you got to own it. And that's the hard part, I think, too. Once that step's over with, then you can say you're sorry. But we've got to stop and say, look, all right, I recognize what I did. I recognize. And sometimes it might take a little bit of time, but you can't just like decide, all right, I'm going to let this sweep this under the rug and let's go about the day, because that wound's going to fester. You've got to take the necessary time and admit, figure it out and own it.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads into number two, which is drop those ongoing ill feelings. John urges us to keep from bearing a grudge, so that true apology must have some cost to it. And that includes us letting go of ill will and a sense of interior righteousness that we can sometimes get when we're trying to see that other point of view. Otherwise, it's just the same argument. It's just going to flare up again and again. So it's not only the forgive, but sometimes it's the forgetting that's a little tougher.
Absolutely. And then this is where it comes in. Now you've let those ill feelings go away. Look, because if you try to get through this process too quick, if something happens, it blows up, you feel, you know, the person who was injured just feels terrible that they were hurt in such a way. And the other person says, well, I'm sorry. Let's get over it. That doesn't work. You have got to give every step its time. And you've got to be in a presence not only to sincerely ask for forgiveness, but to offer it as well. So once those ill feelings are gone, ask for forgiveness. Now, St. John advises that apologies include a request for forgiveness from the bottom of your heart. I'm sorry that this happened. Will you forgive me? That's the word. You got to ask for the forgiveness. I'm sorry, and I need for you to forgive me. And again, like I said just a moment ago, these and public figures love to make that apology. I'm sorry if what I said was offensive. That's not a sorry. That's just like you need to get over whatever your issues are, right? No, just I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry I said that. That's the way to do it. And then, but yeah, boy, it's humbling to do that. And then take it a step further and say, will you forgive me?
And of course, if that is a genuine, true apology, I think you'll find that it will be quickly reciprocated, that, I mean, you're going to receive what you give. Make restitution. This is one of those things that, hey, I'm sorry I broke the window. Well, that's all well and good, but the window's still broken, so you have to make restitution. John says that making restitution has a great power, more than you can tell. The best restitution is to take those steps towards eliminating the issue that started the argument to begin with. So maybe change the way you speak, maybe be a little more sensitive about how others are feeling, or change that offensive habit. That real apology has to be followed up with an actual change in your behavior. And this is probably the hardest part, but it is vital for that true reconciliation. Apparently I snore, and so I went and got a CPAP machine so that my wife could sleep. That was my restitution. That was my gift to her. I have sleep apnea. Will you forgive me? I make restitution by purchasing a CPAP.
Well, that's kind of a tough one, because for many people, I mean, snoring is one of those things. You don't mean to snore. So now I think that you can have grace for that one. It can look, making restitution can also look different for different people. You got to know your partner as well. For me, flowers. A gesture actually goes a long way. But I know people who look at things like that and go, you know, what are you trying to buy my forgiveness? Something like that. So you got to know your partner and know what kind of restitution is going to work. That's for sure. And then lastly, they say you got to maintain humility. Ugh, really? That's a hard one. Humility, you know, all of you keep saying this. This is the hard one. This is the hard one. Maybe maintaining the humility is the hardest part of all of it. St. John insists, though, it is necessary. And it's just as important as all the words that could be inspoken. Now, Alatea says that in this, the writer's experience, he's right. He notices that you're far more forgiving of flaws and mistakes in people who are humble and kind. Right? Rather than people who just go back to their, you know, offensive behavior, we'll say. You got to maintain and remember that humility is an important part just in overall life. Now, that doesn't mean, again, talking about humility, it doesn't mean thinking less of yourself, that you are not a worthy person. It just means that you don't think about yourself as often or as more important than the other person who you chose to live with and love with. Being humble, that's difficult.
It is indeed. So know the parts about what makes a sincere apology. Think about that when we're apologizing to somebody to make it a little bit more effective. And maybe if you think about it, it keeps you from blurting out an apology before you've really thought through what you're even apologizing for.
Yeah.
As men, I think we are guilty of that. We just want to keep our spouses happy. And so we say we're sorry. And oftentimes we have no idea what we're apologizing for.
Yeah. Well, men want peace. You know, men, you just want peace, as we all do. Here's something else to consider for parents as well. And as it happens, because we live together in a household, children are sometimes witness to the disagreements that their parents have. Something that I learned from a psychologist once was that if that happens, the restitution and forgiveness should also be in front of them as well. If the children see you upset, they also should see you maybe work through that. Don't get into the nitty-gritty of things if it's something above their, you know, need to know. But what they need to know is and see is that we say we're sorry to each other, both mom and dad, and say sorry to your kids that they had to be witness to that. Explain to them this is what happens, but that mom and dad love each other, and this is how we say we're sorry. So that's an important part of their process as well. So if you've done something, Say you're sorry. This is a great article. I'm going to include the full article on today's podcast of today's Second Cup.